Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Health First is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with Dr. Bill Code, who's an author and who has done an e-book on the root causes of MS. We were just talking about how to get the reason for more oxygen in the system and how would you get it? How would you go about getting more oxygen?
Well, sure. And so one important way to think about it is if you can increase the flow through those small blood vessels that we're worried about in the brain. So increased flow really makes a difference because as that flow happens, more oxygen is delivered because that's exactly how the oxygen gets from the lungs to the heart and then the heart to the brain is carried on the red blood cells or dissolved in the body's blood or fluids. And then when it gets to the brain, it has to leave that red cell and diffuse across through the fluid of the blood and then through the lining, the endothelium of the blood vessel, and then through the fluids and into the cells. So anything that will make a difference to that. So one that increases flow that everybody probably knows about, and it may or may not be a challenge for you, but it's exercise. Mm-hmm. Exercise increases blood flow quite dramatically. So for those of us who are unable to exercise, because I've been around this corner with a lot of different patients over time, and some of them are challenged and they're not able to exercise. So then I recommend to them one thing you would consider, because you get a cardiovascular or increased blood flow, if you go into an infrared sauna. Now, you don't have to go at high heats, because people with MS don't tolerate heat very well, as most of us know. But if you leave the door open and getting the infrared, then you're getting a penetration a centimeter or more through the skin, and that's where most of the blood vessels are for the skin, and that's the largest organ in the body, so that you get a relative heart workout. So when was the last time I told you you could sit down and do an exercise workout? But I'm telling you a little bit about that in this form. And so then the other option that people will do often better with is the vibration machines. Mm-hmm. And when I visited South Africa some years ago to help a woman with her MS, she was once a week go to see a kinesiologist or a physical therapist who would help her with the exercise machine. And she would kind of limp in, not doing very well, and she'd be on that for 20, 30 minutes, and she would walk out much, almost normal. So it really impressed me, and so I learned more about it, and I included it in a chapter in the book on exercise.
So that was just a shift in the amount of oxygen that the body was working with?
Well, yes. It's when you're on the vibration machine, it's firing all the different muscle fibers, slow, mm-hmm. fast, and super fast, and that's giving a workout to the muscles. And as you work out the muscles, just as in, you know, running down the road or cycling exercise, you're increasing flow. And you're increasing the flow everywhere in the body, and so you're also doing some increase into the brain. And then if you really want to be super effort at it, and this is what I also do when I exercise at home and on my elliptical, I also put on a non-rebreathing mask so that I hook that to an oxygen concentrator, and so then I can do exercise while oxygen training, which the athletes have known about for quite a number of years because they can recover faster from their ankle injury or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and we're aiming for the same thing for the brain.
So then that's going into the ozone cabins, is it? Like where you're actually...
Now you're on to the next effort, which is the hyperbaric oxygen.
Oh, okay,
chamber.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what you're alluding to there.
Yeah.
But no, this I do just on the elliptical, the oxygen concentrator, you know, is a few feet away, and I've got a mask which has a plastic bag component to it because that allows you to get almost up to 70% oxygen. And mm-hmm. so then I'm increasing the flow with the exercise itself, and I'm boosting the oxygen up 4 to 5 times. Mm-hmm. Well, I do the same, and so, you know, it's a couple, kind of a double win-win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So every day you have quite a regime to get that oxygen into your system.
Well, that's right. I mean, there's multiple ways, and use the ways that you can. If you're able to, you know, do 20 to 40 treatments of the hyperbaric, then you might really revolutionize and give yourself a kind of a jump start. Mm-hmm. But each of these take time, and we didn't develop the MS usually overnight. and it took some months or years to happen. And so we need to be a little bit patient at letting the body heal itself, but giving it more of the tools.
Mm-hmm. So interesting. And was it a long time for you from being exposed to the knowledge that you had this maybe autoimmune disease to where you actually rode bikes? You went on a bike tour in 2008. Like, how did you get from, oh man, my body's not working at all, to actually really physically using your body?
Well, it was kind of a slow process. There's no question. I mean, when I fractured my ankle badly and was almost six months without weight bearing in a wheelchair in 1997, that's, you know, when I was starting to do pieces, because my orthopedic surgeon said, well, Bill, in combination with your MS and you take all this time off in a wheelchair, your muscles are going to start to disappear. So
mm-hmm.
I'm fairly stubborn. I then had started to realize, because I had foot drop, meaning you drag your foot,
right,
which is a pretty common thing in MS. But if I kept thinking about moving that foot, and if I couldn't move it at all, then someone could move it for me. But the more times I thought about moving that foot, the more the brain learned a new pathway to tell it to move that foot. So even if MS had messed up one of the pathways, there's always redundancy in the nervous system most often, and you can retrain it. And a great example is someone has a stroke, loses the ability to speak.
Mm-hmm.
They can almost always be trained to re-speak again because they're training a new part of the brain to do the speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the tremendous thing about this so-called reserve ability. And like all things in life, it's usually easier if you're younger. But, you know, people can still relearn and create new pathways even into their 70s, 80s, and 90s. And now that I'm 67, now I'm particularly worried about that piece, keeping good oxygen to the brain and pushing back, you know, the memory loss and dementia troubles.
Mm-hmm. And oxygenation is so important to not get depressed. Like, if the brain starts to not really function well, it's hard to push on to all those other areas and create health once the mental emotional is challenged.
Well, that's right, because the energy is one of the two major pieces for all neurons, and everybody kind of forgets, but the neurons, which do our thinking in the brain, are big energy consumers. They need a lot of oxygen and energy to work well. And if they don't die, they kind of go to sleep or become a resting neuron. So the extra oxygen is one way to reverse that. And the way the exercise and the extra oxygen reverse that is they let those little factories within the cell, the mitochondria, they can produce more and they become bigger, and all of a sudden, now they're producing enough energy that the neuron can work again. So that's why it's a very useful entity, and I'm really excited about this because it's the most we've ever understood this at any time in my, you know, 40-year practice career and my 24 years with MS.
Wow. You're just such a wealth of information and encouragement to carry on and keep trying so many different parts of this puzzle. Can you just let our listeners know where they can find your website and how they can connect with you?
Sure. So if they go to drbillcode.com, so all one word, drbillcode.com. So that will do it, or they can send me email info@. Also at that website is my book, Solving the Brain Puzzle, in its English fashion, Spanish fashion, soon to be French fashion, and also in an audio book as an e-book, or we can mail the book out. And I'm happy to, you know, send 2-for-1 out during this time. If they mention the radio show, then if they order one book and just let me know in an email through the website, then I will send a second one out to them with no charge.
Thanks so much, Bill. Thanks for being on the show today.
You're welcome, and always a pleasure to talk with you, Kathy. You're well informed.
Okay. We'd also like to thank Alan Wishart. He's our producer, and we'd like to thank all the community stations that carry our program across Canada. Have a healthy and happy day.